Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, February 18th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, in honor of American Heart Month this February, Apple is adding a handful of limited-time benefits to Apple Card. This includes savings on popular apps, including a 60-day free trial to Strava, 40% off an annual subscription to 10% Happier, a 7-day free trial and 50% off the annual subscription for Sleep Cycle, and 50% off the annual subscription for the calorie tracking app LifeSum. Apple is also touting that you can use Apple Card to purchase an Apple Watch with financing over 24 months, which equates to 39 cents per day for an Apple Watch SE. Finally, the company has details on the boosted trade-in values for older Apple Watch models, as we reported earlier this month. The company is offering higher trade-in values for things like the Apple Watch Series 3, the Apple Watch Series 2, and earlier, in an effort to boost adoption of the SE and the Series 6. Apple says that you can redeem these Apple Card offers on your iPhone, and that these offers are valid until the end of the month. In other news, the first iOS 14.5 beta was released earlier this month to developers with several new features, and this week's release of Beta 2 brings even more changes, specifically to the music application. Similar to what currently exists in apps like Mail, the music app now offers swipe gestures with quick actions available for albums and playlists. For example, users can now swipe to the right on a song to reveal Play Next and Play Last controls, or swipe to the left to access Add to Library, Download, or Delete options. With iOS 14, Apple introduced a new popover menu design, and this has now come to the music app with iOS 14.5. This new popover design makes it easier to access quick controls for the music application, and it takes up less screen space than the old card-based interface did. Apple has also added a More Options button for each individual song, so you no longer have to long press on them to access those controls. In addition to the new popover menus and the More Options button, Apple has changed the icons for some buttons in the music app, such as the Download button. The Download button is now just a down arrow instead of a cloud with an arrow. One of the coolest new features in the music app with iOS 14.5 is that Apple Music subscribers can now share specific snippets of song lyrics on social networks. So when you tap on More Options, the music app will now show you two options: Share Music and Share Lyrics. By choosing the Share Lyrics option, the user can select up to 3 verses of lyrics to share to Instagram Stories, Facebook Messenger, and iMessage. Apple has built out a custom share sheet interface for this to make it as seamless as possible, even when you're sharing to a third-party application. Finally, the first iOS 14.5 beta allowed users to change the default music player for Siri requests. Unfortunately, this option has been disabled in Beta 2, likely because it was still not working as expected. It's unclear when or if Apple has plans to re-enable this feature, but it could come back at a later point in the iOS 14.5 beta testing process. Rounding out today, a new report from Bloomberg says that Apple is hiring engineers to work on next-generation 6G wireless technology. The reporting is based on job listings posted by Apple, which are for positions at Apple offices in Silicon Valley and San Diego, where the company works on wireless technology development and chip design. In the job listing, Apple says, quote, "You will have the unique and rewarding opportunity to craft next-generation wireless technology that will have deep impact on future Apple products. In this role, you will be at the center of a cutting-edge research group responsible for creating next-generation disruptive radio access technologies over the next decade." End quote. Apple goes on to say that people hired for this position will research and design 6G wireless communication systems for radio access networks and participate in industry academic forums passionate about 6G technology. Apple only adopted 5G connectivity with the iPhone 12 last year, and 6G isn't expected to roll out until around 2030, but the job listings indicate that Apple is looking to get ahead of the curve on this development. It also continues the trend of Apple preferring to develop in-house hardware for its devices, instead of relying on third parties. As we've talked about in the past, Apple is working on its own modem technology for future iPhones, a transition that we expect to be completed over the next few years. Carriers such as AT&T have already said that they are hard at work on 6G as well, even if 5G still has much more room to grow. We can expect more news over the next few years on the fate of 6G development and the iPhone. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.